Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus, the Ili Nishmas, Reb Alexander Zusha ben Reb Yosef, and Reb Shmuel Pinchas ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi, and Maris Esther bas Shmuel. Basing this on the Sefer Dibe'er on Ala Torah, Parashas Shoftim, of Hagona Gadol, Rabbi David Mann. The pasuk says, "Al pi shnayim edim or shlosh edim yumas hameis, lo yumas al pi ed echad di." Based on the testimony of two witnesses or three witnesses, the dead person shall be killed. He shall not be killed based on the testimony of one witness. So we have to understand the lashon of the pasuk, yumas hameis. If he's already dead, how can we go now and kill him? You're only killing somebody who's alive. So what's pshat in the pasuk? Yumas hameis. So the Gemara talks about this in Brachos Yud Ches Amud Beis, that Rishayim, even when they're alive, they're called dead. Sanhedrin Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. It has a drasha that he has to be matir himself lamisa, said that he knows that if he does this act, he's going to be killed. And Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin Perakei Halacha Aleph has a drasha. The Sifri here has a drasha. We want to know in Pshat HaPasuk. Pshat HaPasuk, what it means? Yumas Hameis. The dead person is dead. How do you kill a dead person? Targum Unkelo says, Yiskotel Dechayev Ktol. Somebody who's Chayev Misa is going to be killed. So everybody was Omen on this Nakuda, but if he's only Chayev Mises, then why does the Pasuk call him a dead person? Calls him a mace. So we want to understand Pashup Shat, Yumas HaMace. So it would appear, based on a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Ayin Alf on the days, in the Dina Vishtani, Dina Ishtani Ktala, that sometimes the person's Din changes, he doesn't get killed, but that doesn't apply if the Din changes after Gemar Din. There the Mishnah is talking about somebody who, we have a Ben Sora Umore who runs away before the Gemar Din, and then he was Mekiv Zakan HaTachton. He becomes too old to be killed as a Ben Sora Umore, so he's Pater because there was no Gemar Din yet. But if there was already a Gemar Din that he's Chayev Mitzal, it's Ben Sora Umore, and then he runs away, and then he has Hakofa Zakan HaTachton, and then he becomes of age, then he's Chayav. Rashi says, Mishas Gmar had Gmar Din Havre Kegavra Ktila. From the time of the Gmar Din, he's already a dead person, and therefore, Veshuvein Lanu Lechapei Schus Ulehatzilo. And there's no longer a reason to seek out a schus for him, because he's already dead. So it emerges then, according to this mission, that if you already have a Gemar Din on this person, the Din doesn't change. There's no searching for a schus for a person after a Gemar Din. The Yad Rama asks from a Mishnah on Sanhedrin Membeis on Beis that even after the Gemar Din, they would still call it back. Somebody would stand on Pesach HaBeis Din, and he would have handkerchiefs in his hands. And if somebody says that there's a schus to be learned, so he would wave the handkerchiefs, and there the Mishnah describes that even after the Gemar Din, you still call the person back. Echad omed al Pesach Beis Din v'asudrin biyado, to wave them, v'sus, and a person's riding on a horse towards the base of Skila, is rachok imenu, as far from the person holding on to the sudrin, but he can still see him if he waves the sudur, k'deshi ro'ehu. And then if somebody says, yeshalam edelav schus, he would wave the handkerchiefs, and then the sus would run, umamidan, and then would stop the people going to the base of Skila. So you see that even after the Gemar Din, you still look for a schus. So how can Rashi say that there's no, the ein lanu lechapei schus? Not true. You still do look for a schus, even afterwards. Even after the Gemar Din. And also in the Mishnah, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, it also says that after the Gemar Din, you look for a schus. Matzilos chus patruvim lab yatzili sokel, and the cruz yatzili fana, vish ploni ben ploni yatzili sokel, al sha'ovar avera ploni, su ploni ploni edov, kol mishodelos chus yavo vialamid olav. So they say explicitly that this person's going out to be killed, and anybody who has a schus to learn, please come and learn a schus on him. So you see that even after the Gemara Din, they're still learning a schus. And the Gemara says that the person has to say that it's Biyom Ploni and Shal Ploni and Makom Ploni, because then somebody can come and do a Hazama. So we want that even after the Gemara Din, there should be Hazama. That Imanu Hayisem. So you see that there's Hatzala even after Gemara Din. The Aruch Haner asks from Makkos Daf Zayin, where it says that somebody who runs away after the Gemara Din to Eretz Yisrael, your Soser is Din, it's the Schus of Eretz Yisrael. Mistamets midin v'etzilu. And if it's Silu Eidi, you have to save him. So even after the Gemara Din, there's a Din of Hatzalah. So what are we going to do with all these kashas on Rashi? So we can be miyashev based on what the Heiliga of Itzala Petterburger and his pre Yitzchak. Yitzchak Glaser. He writes in Chelek Beis, Simon Samach Vav, in the name of his Rebbe, the Heilig Rebbe Yisrael Salanter, to be Miyashiv, the famous Kash of the Ktsos, in Simon Shim Memches. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, that if the Shliach Beisdin is mostly for Tzua Achas, he hits a person Chayiv Makas, he hits him one extra time, and he dies, he goes to Golis. So Frek the Ktsos, why doesn't the Beis Din go to Golis? They're the ones who sent this person to give him Malkus. So why don't they go to Golis? He's a Shliach L'Dvar Aveira B'Shogeg. You're right, he's doing an Aveira, but he only did it B'Shogeg. And there are Shitas that hold that Yeh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira B'Shogeg. So why don't we send the Beis Din to Golis? So it must be that even B'Shogeg there's no Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. But that's the Kasha the Ktsos. The Ktsos says that if we say Shliach L'Dvar Aveira B'Shogeg, why don't we send the Beis Din to Golis? So answers Rav Itzel in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Yisrael, that the Makkah isn't hitting the person but Shlichus Beis Din, because this mitzvah is Al Kol Yisrael. The Psak Din is Mutal Ala Beis Din, but not the Bitsua HaDin. The carrying out of the Din isn't on the Beis Din. Memeli is not considered a Shliach Beis Din. And so wrote Reb Kovner Rav, Rav Ram Duberkana Shapira in Chelek Aleph Simon Chaf Os Yud Beis, and in the Sefer Levush Mordechai Bava Kama Simon Mem Zayin Ayin Sham. So according to this, we can say that Rashi writes that there's no Vitzilu Aeda, since he's a Gavra Ktila, is only Klape the Aeda, the Beis Din. Like it says at the beginning of the Mishnah, the beginning of Sanhedrin, Eida Shofestes, the Eida Matzelas. They're the Eida. There's no Vitzilu Eida. There's no longer a din on the Beis Din, because the din of the Beis Din ends when they make him into a Gavra Ktila, and the Hariga is Midin Kol Yisrael that are Chayiv in this mitzvah. Midin Ubi Arta Hara Mikir Becha, are removing the evil from your midst, and therefore, with respect to where the din changes, that like we saw on Rashi, it's midin v'avihitzilu. So there we're not talking about a case where there was no chiyuv at all. The person was definitely chayuv. The din v'hitzilu is mechayuv, another din that is different than the din that they paskin now. So if we're in the realm of Vihitzilu, and the Beis Din can still save him, because it wasn't that there was a mistake. The Beis Din was 100% correct. The only thing is that now his Din changed. So what do we tell the Beis Din? Ishtana Dina, if the Din changed, then change your Psak, Vihitzilu. So that's all before the Gemara Din. Before there's a Gemara Din, we tell the Beis Din, if you can change it, change it. Because you're the Eda, and your job as Eda is to try to save this person before, we're talking about before the Gemara Din, before they made him into a Gavra Ketila, their job is to still try to save him. That's the Eda. But after the Gemar Din, he's no longer in the Chiyuve HaEda. And we're not going to give him another din because of Ishtana Dina. Why? Because it was already a Gemara Din. So as far as the Beis Din is concerned, before there's a Gemara Din, they have to do everything in their power to save him. But after there's a Gemara Din, it's now out of their jurisdiction. There's nothing left for them to do. So that's all in the realm of Vihitzilu. That's Shaykh to the Shinui Hadin. That's all when it changed because he got older, let's say. There was no mistake. Ishtana Dina, his din changed. So there, after the Beis Din Paskin, that he's chayav misa, that's it. It's out of their jurisdiction. Now you have to kill him, and Beis Din doesn't have a mitzvah to try to save him anymore because they already made their Gemara Din. Gemara Din is Gandhi. It's over. And now he has to be killed. But when there's a discussion of saving him because maybe he wasn't chayiv in the first place and the whole psak was betos, so it's true that the hatsala is not incumbent upon the Beis Din because they're no longer ba'ale din with respect to this din, but the hatsala is incumbent upon the people who have to kill him, in other words the Jewish people. And therefore they have to do everything they can to try to save him and see that maybe he wasn't chayav at all. If it's through Hazama, if it's through Limud Schus, if it's through the Schus of Eretz Yisrael. And it's only when we talk about Ishtana Dina that it's no longer given over neither to the Beis Din nor to Kol Yisrael. There, when there's a Gemar Din in the Beis Din, there's no more Din of Yitzilu, like Rashi says. So now let's review, it's very, very gishmak. When it comes to a case of Ishtani Dina where the person's din changed but there's no mistake by the Beis Din, so before the Gemara Din Vitzilu Eda, they have to save him. After the Gemara Din, it's out of their jurisdiction, it's out of the jurisdiction of Kol of Klal Yisrael, there was already a Gemara Din, he has to be killed. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about on Ayin Aleph on the Beis. And that's why Rashi says correctly that Mishas Gemara Din is a Kegavra Ketila, and therefore we're not going to be mechapis eschus, and we're not going to try to save him. Because that's it. He's now out of the jurisdiction of both the Beis Din and Kol Yisrael. He already 100% got a correct Gemar Din, and it's over. There's nothing else left to talk about. But when there might have been a mistake, so even after the Gemar Din, you're right, it's no longer in the hands of the Beis Din, because Beis Din already made their Psak Din. They're not the carry-outers, they're not the Mivatzim. The executors, is as we saw in the Tzvar Avram and the Levush Mordechai and the Pri Yitzchak, but it's up to now Kol Yisrael, it's incumbent upon all of Yisrael to try to save this person in any way they can, be it by Elimut Schus or by Hazama or the Schus of Eretz Yisrael, and try to find that it's really not Chayiv. And therefore, it's also correct the other sources that we saw, that we try to save him even after Gemar Din, because that's talking about there was a mistake made Kara, and therefore it's incumbent upon all of Kol Yisrael to try to save him. And it emerges according to this that when we kill Mechuyave Misa, since he's a Gavra Ketila, that making him a Gavra Ketila is a Kiyum Din of the Beis Din. And now the Beis Din doesn't have to kill him befoal. Rather, the Chiyuv to kill him is incumbent upon all of the Jewish people. And that's all when we're talking about a Chiyuv Misa, that Beis Din makes him a Gavra Ketila, and now it's up to the Jewish people to carry out Uviyar Tahara Mikirbecha to kill him. But Chiyuv Malkos, which has nothing to do with being a Gavra Ketila, when a person is Chayav Malkus, he's not a Gavra Ketila, he's not a dead man, he's just Chayav Malkus. And the Asiyas Gzar Din is incumbent upon who? Upon the Beis Din that when it comes to giving Malkus, the Asiyas Gzar Din is on the Beis Din. Because like we said, that when does it go out of the Beis Din's jurisdiction? When they make him a Gavra Ketila. And then, that's it. Now it's up to all the Jewish people to carry out. But when he's not a Gavra Ketila, when we're talking about Chi of Malkus, it still is under the jurisdiction of the Beis Din. And here, we diverge from the Mahalach of Rabbi Saul Salanter and the Pri Yitzchak and the sources we mentioned before, who write this with respect to Malkus, that by Malkus it's out of the jurisdiction of the Beis Din, and therefore they wanted to answer that when the Shliach Beis Din gives Malkus, he's not giving it al Shlichus of Beis Din, he's on his own. So now we're saying, no, it's not true. Only when it comes to being a Gavra Ketila, then we say it's out of the jurisdiction of the Beis Din. But when it comes to giving Malkus, Malkus is still under the jurisdiction of the Beis Din, and this person Taka is a Shliach Beis Din, the person giving the Malkus. And look in the Chiddush of Chaim HaLevi, 20th Perek of Hilchos Eidos, Halacha Beis, who is Machalik between the Kiyum Gzar Din of Misa and Mamin, that you don't need a Beis Din and the Kiyum Gzar Din of Malkus. That's only Bifnei Beis Din Va'al Yedei Beis Din. And that's like we're saying, that as long as the person is not a Gavra Ketila, it's incumbent upon the Beis Din, and therefore it has to be done through the Beis Din, like Reb Chaim HaLevi writes. Or Reb Chaim, again, is not like the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Anyway, Reb Chaim wasn't a fan of the Mishnah movement. So, even though he was a big tzaddik, but this is history now, not Lundis. So let's get back to our sugya. So now we're saying that it's only when it comes to Chi of Misan Maman. That's not Shaykh anymore to the Beis Din. The Bitsua there, the execution of that Gzar Din, is not incumbent upon the Beis Din. We're talking about Misan Maman. But when we're talking about Malkus, that's still in the hands of the Beis Din. Because as long as he's not a Gavra Ketila, the Din is on the Beis Din, and therefore it has to be done through the Beis Din, like Reb Chaim says. So now that we have these Yisodos in our hands, we can answer as follows. We can say Pshat in the Pasuk is as follows. It says in the Pasuk, Al Pishnayim Edim, etc., Yumas Hames. It's coming to teach us that he's already dead. He's a Gavra Ketila. And Mimela, the Kiyum of Yumas is not Talui in anybody else but the two Edim. And you don't need a special din of the Beis Din anymore. Once he becomes Mace, Al Pishnayim Edim, that's it. The din Beis Din is already done. And now the din is Yumas. And we don't care how, we don't care who. And whatever Misa you're supposed to give him, you're giving him. But it's no longer in the hands of the Beis Din. The Ikar is that he should be killed. Once Al Pishnayim Edim, once these two Edim come, and based on these two Edim, Beis Din made him into a mace, now he's a mace, he's a Gavra Ketila. And now our only concern is Yumas. Not that the Beis Din should kill him, but Yumas, that he should be killed. To be Mekayim his din, because he's a Gavra Ketila. And therefore it says Hames, because the Mace is saying that he's already a dead man. The Beis Din did their job. They made him a Gavra Ketila. Once they make him a Gavra Ketila, then he's a dead man, then Yumas. He should be killed passively, meaning it's not in the Beis Din anymore. Whoever. Because Al Pi the Shnai made him, Beis Din made him into a Mace. And Memela Yumas. He should be killed. It's not in their hands anymore. So Baruch Hashem, this is a very short shtickle, But I think that it's one of the greatest books of Lamdas ever written on the Chumash, and I encourage everybody to study the Sefer Di Be'er. It's not an easy Sefer, but it's definitely worth the effort to understand the Tifa Mahalchem of the Sefer. And we should all be Zelcha Lilmo de Lame Lishma Velasis. The time is called Divay Sama Parasa Vyahava, Amen, Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.